It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I am thinking about how God is never late, and especially in those situations where it seems like it's already been determined. I was reading in 1 Kings when David is on his deathbed, and one of his sons, named Adonijah, now wants to make himself king. He wants to take advantage of the fact that his father is lying on his deathbed. Now, David had previously said that his son Solomon would be next in line to take the throne, but this means nothing to Adonijah. And he provides himself with chariots and horses. He recruits about 50 men to run out in front of him. He holds this very special sacrificial ceremony where all of the officials of Judah are invited. And all of his brothers and family members, with the exception of Solomon, everyone is there. At the end of this sacrificial ceremony, there is a big celebration, and those people there are shouting, "Long live King Adonijah!" And it seems as though the fate of both young men is sealed, but nothing is sealed without the Lord. And so while these festivities are going on, Solomon's mother, Bathsheba, is at the bedside of David, making him aware of everything. David calls around his men. He designates an appointed location and a priest to go there and actually anoint Solomon as the king of all of Israel. And so I know in the natural world, we say it ain't over till the fat lady sings, but in this instance, at the end of Solomon's celebration, the trumpets were sounded. The scripture today is Psalm 75:2. At the set time that I appoint, I will judge without equity. So today, think about that even in your own lives, how God is never late. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.